I'm going to repeat that till you get that in your spirit. The moment it becomes impossible, it officially belongs to God. The moment it becomes impossible, it officially belongs to God. Jesus said, if you believe, you will see my glory. All things are possible, but you must believe. It's about what we believe. It's not about what we hope for. It's not what we aspire. It's what we believe. You are what you believe. What do we truly believe? So I go, look, right here we are in this auditorium, right now. And we're talking about prodigal sons and daughters coming back home. Right now, do you believe it? And they're all nodding their heads, right? Like the casual, sure. Yeah, I believe it. This guy is like weeping, going mad, but yeah, I believe it. Right there in the auditorium, right there, his phone, his iPhone, no Android, his iPhone. He gets a call. A call from whom? He left El Salvador 20-something years ago. When he left El Salvador, he left his wife in El Salvador who had left him, separated, they divorced. The wife told him, little girl, you'll never see your daughter again. Your daughter, you'll never see her again. She was 6 years old approximately when he left El Salvador. He has never seen her in 20 plus years. 20 plus years, no communication, not one letter, not one phone call. He's in the auditorium listening to the testimony of prodigal sons and daughters, of reconnecting with your children. And he's broken, going like, oh man, God, I believe. If you did it for Pastor Charlie and Pastor Ditmore and all these people getting these, do it for me. In the auditorium that very moment, without me saying, watch your phones, I'm just sharing it like I am now. All of a sudden, seated in the auditorium, he gets a message, a text message in Spanish. Papá, por favor, llamarme. Quiero encontrarme contigo. Es tu hija. Dad, this is your daughter. I need to connect with you immediately. I want to connect with you and reconnect with my father and really come home. What am I telling you? We are what we believe. I believe we're about to see more prodigal sons and daughters come back home than ever before. I believe we're about to see more people saved, transformed by the power of God than ever before. I believe we're about to see our churches filled to capacity because more people are hungry for the glory of God than ever before. I believe we're about to see signs and wonders and healings and miracles than ever before. I believe the glory of God will fill the earth like never before. If you believe it, raise your hands. If you truly believe it, raise your hands. I mean, if you really believe it, if you believe we're about to see the glory of the Lord fill the earth, if you believe we're about to see entire nations transformed by the glory of God, if you truly believe we stand at the precipice of an awakening that will make the Jesus movement look like an opening act, raise your hands really high. No, I don't know if you're getting this. If you believe that we're about to occupy the very area hell has fought to keep us out of, I sense God in your city, in your ministry, in your calling, in your community, in your generation. We're going back to Judea and we are about to occupy the very area hell has fought to keep us out of because we believe. Are there any believers in the house here tonight? With your hands raised. With your hands raised, right there where you're at. We're done. With your hands raised. Repeat after me, I believe. Say it like you believe it. Say, I believe. I believe. I believe. Come on, if you truly believe, say, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. The glory of Jesus is about to fill the earth. The glory of God is about to fill the earth. With your hands raised. we are about to see what we've never seen before. Church as usual, limited to buildings and auditoriums and conferences. You're about to see some crazy things happen. You're about to see entire cities filled with the glory of God. No joke, we're about to see cities full of the glory to such an extent that the moment we step into the county line, the city line, the Shekinah glory of God will descend and fill and transform. We're about to see generations. I sense God. We're about to see generations. The reason why the enemy has come after Generation Z and the Alpha generation, millennials, Z and Alpha, is because these generations carry more prophetic weight. These generations are destined. From Pharaoh to Herod, the enemy always comes after a generation that has an anointing to emancipate, to bring freedom, not just to one, but to many. Moses to Jesus, Pharaoh, Herod, stop cursing the next generation. I don't believe we gotta stop repeating what even the Christian, God bless them, the research and the surveys. Stop doing that. Stop preaching negativity. Stop declaring, well, the next generation will be the least committed Christian generation. The next generation will be the most agnostic. I rebuke that. I bind that. I repudiate that. I come against that. I prophesy that the Z, the Alpha generations will be the most anointed generations in human history thus far. All the believers, lift up your hands. If you believe, lift them up. Stand with, you are standing. Get ready to occupy the very area hell is about to keep you out of. Get ready to live out the truth that the moment it becomes impossible, it officially belongs to God. Martha believed that Jesus was the Messiah even in the midst of her brokenness. Read it. Martha, do you believe? I believe you are, not you were, you are the Messiah. She literally looked at Jesus all jacked up and discombobulated and said, even though I'm broken, my belief in you hasn't changed one iota. That's fire. It's what you believe, not what you believe in the midst of your blessing. It's what you believe in the midst of brokenness that will determine whether or not you see his glory. With your hands raised, repeat after me. I believe. I believe. And we here believe. We 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 believe in God, the Father Almighty. Hey. Creator of heaven and earth. We believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. We believe that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. That he was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born to the Virgin Mary. That he suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified. He died and was buried. Hallelujah. And he resurrected on the third day by the will and the power of the Father. We believe he will come again to judge the living and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit. I said we believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe that our children and our children's children will walk upon the ruins of what we bring down in our generation. We believe he is the God of the impossible. Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible for God. What is impossible for people is possible with God. Luke 18:27, anything is possible if a person believes. Mark 9:23. Let us hold on firmly to the hope we profess because we can trust God to keep all of his promises. Hebrews 10:23. We believe. We believe. We believe. We believe. There is an alignment taking place. There is an alignment taking place. The church worldwide in the past 2-3 years, we didn't go to a masseuse, we went to a chiropractor. God is putting things in order. And all of God's heart right now is inclined to see his bride rise up, go back to Judea and occupy the very areas hell has fought to keep us out of. Let's go back to Judea. Let's go in there and tell generations that are wrapped in grave clothes, unwrap them and let them go. With your hands raised, the grave clothes are coming off your children and your children's children. The grave clothes are coming off the community you love and you serve. The grave clothes are coming off your friends and your families. We believe. We're going back to Judea. I sense God. I'm going to wrap this way. Oh. Believe. Believe, believe, believe. If you are here in this auditorium, and you know very well, you're fully cognizant of your Judea. You know very well what that is. It may be a relationship, a season, a place, an assignment. If you're fully aware of your Judea and you're saying, this is the area where I was wounded. This is the area where I was traumatized. This is the area that marked me. But now God is telling me I'm going back with an anointing to do what I couldn't do before, what I did not do before. I'm gonna count to three, and if that's you and you're willing to step and walk into that anointing, whoever responds will receive the fullness of that anointing for you to step into your Judea and see what you have never seen before. And you will see it this year, this very year.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
So if that's you, at the count of three, if you're ready to step into the very area hell has fought to keep you out of, one and a half, one and three quarters, home. We are about to occupy the very area hell has fought to keep us out of. We are about to occupy the very area hell has fought to keep us out of. Look up here for a second. Last time I was here, I talked to you about how the whole breakthrough movie came about, how we produced the breakthrough movie. We signed a contract with a secular studio, another contract to do another film, because the world is different from even just a few years ago when we produced Breakthrough. Jason knows as well. All hell broke loose to stop our next film from coming out. It's a major theatrical release through a secular studio about the power of faith in Christ, but not a Christian studio. Everything came out just to stop this thing. In the past 3 weeks, because I lived this message. Before I drafted this yesterday, I've lived it. And God just said, Sam, what do you believe? Do you really believe that in the midst, I can flip this and give you the breakthrough? And you have no idea. The pushback even made national news. National news. And I mean national news. So all of a sudden, this past week, I just said, I'm not gonna let the enemy occupy one centimeter. I'm going back to that area. I'm going in there totally believing. I'm gonna profess it. I'm gonna confess it. I'm gonna declare it by faith in Christ, infused with the Spirit of God. I'm going in there because I believe the grave clothes are about to come off people like we've never seen before. And just a few days ago, I received a text message from my producer. I'm the executive producer, from my producer saying, boom, released, everything, release. Everything is on track. It's gonna happen. It's done. Boom, breakthrough, over. All I'm here to tell you right now is, what do you believe for this season? Lift up your hands. Healings. And I mean healings, healings, healings of every single vestige of disease. Healings, healings. Do you realize in the past 3 years, there are a great number of pastors who no longer preach about healing because of what happened to COVID? Do you realize because of COVID, there are pastors that refuse to even talk about Jehovah Rapha? And the power of healing in 1 Peter 2:24, by the stripes of Christ, we are healed. We, out of this conference, we are going back to Judea. No, I'll prophesy now. We're going to preach and teach more about healing than ever before. We're going to have more healing altar calls in our churches than ever before. We're going to post about the healing power of God than ever before. With your hands raised, believe. Just go back to Judea. Just go back, go back. Just go back, go back, go back. Go, go, occupy the area hell has fought to keep you out of. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. I sense the Lord. Go, 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 go. I need some help here. Go, 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 go. Go, go, Christopher. Go to Judea. Go. Occupy it. Occupy it. Occupy it. Occupy it. Occupy it. Come on, Jim. Occupy that area. Go. Occupy. Occupy. Oh. Occupy. Occupy. Kenny, occupy. Kenny, you're a general, Kenny. Kenny, you're a general. You're a general. I see troops following you, following your commands. Go. I see troops following your commands. I see influence, 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 influence. Occupy. 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 Occupy in the name of Jesus. Occupy in the name of Jesus. Occupy in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Occupy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. go. Like an Esther, occupy. Like an Esther, occupy. With an Esther anointing, occupy. Occupy, 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 go. Occupy, 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 occupy. Where's... I need my educators, all my educators, where are you? Administrators, teachers, where are you? All my teachers and educators, like the woman of the issue of blood, break through the crowd and get over here somehow. Occupy the space. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Occupy, occupy, occupy. Lift up your hands. All my administrators, if you are in the educational world, I don't care if you're a superintendent, a principal, a curriculum writer, instructor, whatever you are, in Jesus' name, occupy, occupy. All my teachers over here, occupy, 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 occupy. Come on, come on. Quickly, quickly. Occupy, occupy, occupy. Where are all my educators at? Lift up your hands, all my educators. Some of you are still here. I'm gonna prophesy. And I say that with fear and trembling and a super unbridled commitment to biblical orthodoxy. Because there is a fine line between the prophetic and the pathetic. You are the firewall. Instead of public education emerging as the primary conduit of indoctrination with ideologies and social constructs that perpetuate discord, strife, division, and even the sexualization of children, I am prophesying that we are about to see a move of God through our public education system. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. We're about to kick the hell out of our public education system. We will rise up today and say, you will, and we're not talking about people, we're talking about ideology, spirituality, principalities, powers of darkness. You will not touch our children. So all my educators, where are you? All right, Zena. Go. 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 I love this. Go. 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 Go, 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 occupy, go, go to Judea, 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 go, go, go. All my educators, lift up your hands. Wherever you're at, right there where you're at, right now, Heavenly Father, a protective anointing that will protect them. A protective anointing, an empowering anointing that will enable your glory to permeate every classroom just by your very presence upon them, in them, with them, and through them. In the name of Jesus. Ready, all the educators? I'm gonna count to three and say, receive this, and I want you to receive this fresh anointing to emerge as that firewall, literally saving generations. One, two, three, now receive that anointing in the name of Jesus, by the authority of heaven, now by the power of God, in Jesus' name. With your hands raised, with your hands raised, with your hands raised. Going back, we're going to Judea. We're going to reclaim the very areas that we were kicked out of. Integrity and influence, integrity and influence. Permit me to reiterate what we stated in October. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. Integrity and influence, integrity and influence, integrity and influence, integrity and influence, integrity and influence. When your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. Go receive it right now, Judea, 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 Judea. Where's Pastor Randy? Where's Dr. Clark? Look up here. Y'all can write this down, record it. We're about to see an incredible shift as it pertains to the transfer of wealth on the planet. Oh, if you only knew what was coming. Dorothy, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're about to see a massive, unprecedented transfer of wealth. Leaders, lift up your hands. Listen carefully. You're about to see the resourcing of your calling, of your mantle and your mandate. I sense the glory of God as I tell you, welcome to a new season. The season of not doing it because you did not have the resources officially comes to an end right here, right now. If you believe that, and I mean if you believe it, shout like you know it cannot be stopped. Shout like you know it cannot be stopped. Ha ha ha.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power: What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.